Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
On today's Fantasy Baseball in 15, we'll discuss a pair of prospect debuts and some hot AL Central hitters.
Like death and taxes, Dodger's been a Dodger.
I have not had three cold brews yet.
It works great in a fantasy league.
I'm just glad I am not at the dentist.
Fantasy Baseball in 15 on The Athletic.
Welcome to Fantasy Baseball in 15, presented by Topps. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. Michael Beller and Al Melchior here with you to kick off this week here in July. Al, let's jump into the news and notes. Let's start with those prospect debuts. Brandon Marsh and Jarren Duran debut over the weekend, two guys we've been waiting for a while now. Joe Maddon actually had an interesting thing to say about Brandon Marsh. The quote here, "I want him to expect to stay here the whole year," which, yeah, I think we all want him to expect to stay here the whole year. Do you read anything into that? Is there any reason to expect Marsh won't be here the whole year?
Well, I think if there's any reason to expect that, it's just the nature of that quote. So instead of just coming out and saying, yeah, he's going to be here the rest of the year, he sort of tiptoed around it. And, you know, by saying we want him to expect to stay here the whole year, you know, that's more about Marsh's mindset and wanting him maybe to kind of just take the job and run with it. So it plants just a little bit of doubt in my mind about what Marsh's role is going to be longer term. But maybe I'm reading a little too much into it, Michael. I'm certainly going to treat it like Marsh is going to be up for a while and probably be here to stay unless he plays his way out of the job.
I think that's definitely the way to treat it, and I think that we all are treating that with Jarren Duran as well in that way. So a couple of prospects who could be big-time fantasy contributors and expect to be real-life contributors as well down the stretch here in the second half of the season. More bad injury news for the Mets. Jacob deGrom and Francisco Lindor both go to the IL. Jonathan Villar, Luis Guillorme, Jose Peraza should see some time at short for the Mets. Pablo Lopez also going to the IL. He has a rotator cuff strain. Josiah Gray could get a start on a Tuesday against San Francisco. Kevin Gausman, meanwhile, will start Monday against the Dodgers. He had his starts pushed back because of a family medical emergency leave. Buster Posey could also return for the Giants on Monday. So even if he doesn't return Monday, seems like that return not too far off. Zach Greinke confirmed to start on Monday against Cleveland. Good news there. Bad news with Greinke's old team. Gavin Lux exited over the weekend with a hamstring injury. Going to miss at least a couple of games. More tests coming for Lux. Jazz Chisholm also left a game over the weekend with a shoulder issue. X-rays were negative, so all good there, but further testing coming for Chisholm. His teammate Garrett Cooper will also have an MRI on Monday. He's dealing with an elbow injury. Clayton Kershaw could start playing catch this week, so fingers crossed there that he is back soon. And then Steven Strasburg unfortunately suffered some neck discomfort days after a sim game, so he is back to throwing on flat ground. It's been a real nightmare of a season for Strasburg. Let's move on to the standouts from Sunday. Alan, let's start with the Dodgers and David Price. 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts at Colorado. Lined up to start again on Friday. This one at home against Colorado. I mean, that's got to be a no-brainer of a play for fantasy managers, right, Al?
I think it is. So if Price is out there in your league, I think now is the time to get him. That was a pretty impressive start at Colorado. You know, a certain number of factors look at there. First of all, you look at the venue. That certainly ups the degree of difficulty for Price in that start. And the fact that he stretched it out to 4 innings in that one. So the start on Friday, if everything goes well, maybe he goes 5 or goes 5+. And then you get one of the most coveted matchups for any pitcher in the majors, which is getting the Rockies not only on the road, but coming off of a homestand So a big adjustment there for the Rockies hitters. Could be a really nice start for Price this week. I think you do have to try to not only roster him, but start him this week in a mixed league with at least 12 teams.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And Willie Peralta could be joining that group as well. DVR and I talked about him on yesterday's Athletic Fantasy Baseball podcast episode, looking at waivers and anticipating what could be a very attractive start against Kansas City. And part of the reason it's attractive is because Peralta's been throwing the ball pretty well of late, and he continued that on Sunday. 7 innings of shutout ball, just 4 hits, 4 Ks. Did have 4 walks, so don't love to see that, but still, the results were ultimately very effective. He's getting a ton of balls on the ground. Not a surprise. One thing DVR and I talked about is that he's been throwing a new split change that has really worked well for him this season. 187 BABIP, maybe getting a little bit lucky, but we love the results right now. And a start on Friday against Kansas City also feels like the sort of guy who you're going to want to have in your lineup later this week.
Yeah, I think that Peralta is a good streamer, if nothing else, this week. You pointed out the BABIP rate, the strikeout-to-walk ratio, not only in this start, but just over the course of the season so far. So there's some reasons to look for some regression from Peralta. But yeah, you know, the fact that he pitches in the AL Central, I think that that means he could kind of skate along with this skill set for a while and be useful not only this week, but in some other weeks later on in the schedule.
Yeah, a guy who we've known for a long time, but is reinventing himself on the fly here. Bit of a mixed bag for Patrick Sandoval in his start over the weekend. 9 Ks, you love to see that. Gave up 6 runs, 4 of them being earned. This was across 7 innings against the Mariners. And the fastball velocity was down for him in this start. Had been sitting 93, 94, south of 92 in this one. Any concerns for him, Al? And how do you feel about his next start against Minnesota over the weekend?
I think, you know, if you take the velocity out of the question, I wouldn't really look twice at this performance from Sandoval because, you know, the peripherals looked really good. And, you know, granted, it's a Mariners team that you might think is an easy matchup, but on the road, they're actually a fairly tough matchup, or at least an average one. So the only thing really that is concerning is the dip in the velocity, and I don't think it's of such a magnitude that you would necessarily sit him. I would feel all right starting him at the Twins this week, but I'm definitely watching that one closely because if it doesn't go that well, then maybe I sit Sandoval next week.
All right, let's move on to some hitters here. A lot of guys leaving the yard that we're going to talk about. Jonathan Scope and Jaimer Candelario doing that. Scope, his 17th homer of the season. Teammate Candelario going 2-for-4 with his 6th homer, a double, driving him up to 21 there. And you know what? Let's throw Derek Hill in there since they're all teammates. He went 2-for-4 in the game on Sunday. His 6th stolen base. He started all 3 games in the series with the Twins. I think he's the most interesting. He's the most actionable, I think, from a fantasy standpoint. Scope, you know, and Candelario, known quantities. You know, I think maybe if you need the power, you need some flexibility in the infield, you could add those guys, but we know basically what they are. Derek Hill, new on the scene, stealing bases, seems like the playing time's going to be there. How interested are you in him right now, Al?
Oh, I already picked him up in AL only over the weekend. I'm definitely getting interested in Derek Hill for those 15 teamers. Not a lot of playing time so far. And like you said, already 6 stolen bases for Hill. The playing time is going to be there. Tigers calling him up. Also Isaac Paredes over the weekend. So doing a little bit of roster shuffling, looking at what some of these prospects can do. And so I agree with you. I think Hill is really the most interesting out of this group. Scope, you know, I mean, he's already made his mark this season. Candelario, a nice game for him, but again, not really great numbers this season. Kind of disappointing. But the Tigers, they've been interesting. They're you know, in third place in the AL Central, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean it's a high bar, but they're going to be interesting down the stretch, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think Scope could easily be on another team in the next couple of weeks. Robbie Grossman, we expect to be on another team in the next couple of weeks. And all of that, just with them being likely sellers, is just another reason why we expect Derek Hill to play a ton in the second half of the season. Let's stick here in the AL Central. Bradley Zimmer going 3-for-5, hit his 2nd homer of the season, stole his 6th base of the season at Oakland. He's 8-for-his-last-21 with a couple of homers and a couple of steals, and he's playing every day, Al. And so that everyday playing time at least has him on the fantasy radar, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think that makes a huge difference for Zimmer. And on a nice little streak right now, I mean, it's still a very small sample, but that stolen base potential is pretty much always there for Zimmer. So I think he's definitely played his way into the 15-team, maybe 14-team discussion. I'm not quite there yet with the 12-teamers, but let's see if he can keep the streak going this week, because he might be somebody we'll be talking about again come this Friday.
Yeah, he definitely could be. Oscar Mercado, also someone to watch out for there in Cleveland. Hunter Dozier going 4-for-4 with a pair of doubles against Baltimore on Sunday. He is also on a little bit of a hot streak, 24 for his last 79. That translates to a 304 batting average. Just one homer in that time, but nine doubles. So the extra base power has been there for him. Are you jumping back on board where you can?
Not really, Michael. That one homer, I think that really kind of looms big for me in the stat line. And yeah, he's on an extended hot streak, but he's really been a different hitter, more of a line drive hitter, which helps to explain that 304 average over his last 79 at-bats. But yeah, the doubles are nice, but in a lot of formats, that's not really going to help me. And, hitting in this Royals lineup right now is not necessarily something that's going to help him pad his fantasy stats. So I'm really not picking up Dozier anywhere that I don't already have him.
Yeah, a little bit of a lineup upgrade from player to player is where we get to with Josh Harrison hitting in that Nats lineup and hitting very well in that Nats lineup. A 330 batting average over his last 106 at-bats that was continued on Sunday, 3-for-5 with a couple of doubles against the Padres. He's got a homer and nine doubles, just like Dozier, in that stretch that we're talking about here. And a busy week ahead, 3 against Miami and 3 against Baltimore. So Josh Harrison looking like someone who, if he's available to you, could be a nice little add to your team right now.
Yeah, now I look to stream him in 15-team leagues where he is still available, at least in my leagues. And yeah, it's a similar profile to Dozier, like you mentioned, over the last several weeks. But with Josh Harrison, that's sort of what we expect his ceiling to be. He can help with batting average. As you mentioned, it's a lineup upgrade over Dozier. So you're probably going to get more runs, maybe more RBIs from Harrison. And that schedule is really nice. The Marlins with Pablo Lopez out of the rotation, that's not a really fearsome set of matchups that Harrison's going to have. And his national teammates, really just Trevor Rogers, the only one to worry about. And then three at Baltimore. So, yeah, good week to stream your Nationals.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
From hitter streamers to pitcher streamers we go, looking at Monday's best streaming options. Ross Stripling taking on the Red Sox. Good pitcher, tough matchup. Kyle Muller taking on the Padres. We got Caleb Smith going against the Pirates. That one certainly jumps off the page. Alec Mills taking the ball in St. Louis against the Cardinals. And Vladimir Gutierrez draws the Mets. So we've got five options we're looking at here. I assume that Caleb Smith's going to be your favorite, Al. Correct me if I'm wrong. And if I'm not wrong, who's your second favorite?
Yeah, I think I actually like Stripling a little better, even with that tough matchup, because I just think that Stripling has pitched his way out of a really heavy concern for matchups. I don't want to say must start necessarily, but I'm not too worried about Stripling. So yeah, now Caleb Smith has a great matchup there against the Pirates. Of course, if you're in a league that rewards wins, that's always a tricky thing for Diamondbacks pitchers, regardless of the opponent. Kyle Muller at the Padres, I kind of like that too. And Alec Mills, I like the Cardinals matchup. Mills has been really good the last couple of starts. So he's really almost right there with me with Caleb Smith in terms of the desirability of these streamers. Gutierrez, as is typically the case when we talk about him, Michael, he's kind of on the fringe for me. So with these four other really nice options, I'm probably not going to be looking to stream Gutierrez.
All right, and the weekly planner, as we do every Monday, let's get to it here. Al, Mookie Betts, it's dealing with some hip irritation. Dave Roberts says he'll be ready Monday. Nick Castellanos hit by a pitch on the wrist on Friday. He was not available at all Sunday. Austin Gomber could get back in the rotation later this week. He's dealing with the forearm issue. He made a rehab start on Saturday. Betts, Castellanos, Gomber, how are you treating them this week?
I'm definitely starting Betts and Castellanos. I mean, Betts, that just sounds like that's, you know, pretty much he's good to go. Castellanos, a little bit trickier, but he's that, a player of that magnitude where it's worth taking the risk. It sounds like he'll be back. If not Monday, he'll be back pretty soon. Gomber says he's ready. So in my 15-teamer, I'm letting him fly because I don't really have great options, as is usually the case in a deeper league like that. I think in a 12-teamer, I'm still going to wait and see. And if Gomber makes the start this week, then so be it. But deeper leagues, I'm fine with starting him.
All right, Wander Franco and Vidal Brujan. The Rays get 7 games this week, 3 against Baltimore, 4 in Cleveland. What do you do with them?
I'm starting Franco for sure this week. Brujan, I'm just not as sure about the playing time. So despite those really nice matchups, I'm going to wait and see with Vidal Brujan.
And last but not least, Sandy Alcantara sort of has been leased over his last 4 starts, 18 innings, a 4.91 ERA, 11 walks in that time, and just 15 strikeouts. Do you trust him on Wednesday against the Nationals?
Actually don't. He's just been plug and play for me all season long, but he's just not been the same pitcher over those 4 starts. And the 18 and a third innings is actually the one that may stand out the most to me among the numbers that you cited, because you figure if nothing else, Alcantara is a really good shot to go 7 innings, and he just hasn't been going deep lately, and he's just not been as effective. So I'll let him sit on the bench this week.
All right, that's how we start a week here on Fantasy Baseball in 15. Give us a rating, a review wherever you can, and join us once again on Tuesday when Al and I are back with you. Can't wait to talk to you. Enjoy the baseball. This is Fantasy Baseball in 15.